When shall I come to the top of that same hill?
Oh, you do climb up it now. Look how we labour.
Methinks the ground is even.
It's horrible steep. Hark.
Do you hear the sea?
No, truly.
Why then, your other senses grow imperfect by your eyes' anguish.
So may it be, indeed. Methinks thy voice is altered, and thou speak'st in better phrase and matter than thou didst.
You are much deceived. In nothing am I changed but in my garments.
Methinks ye are better spoken.
Come on, sir, here's the place. Stand still. How fearful and dizzy 'tis to cast one's eyes so low. The crows and choughs that wing the midway air show scarce so gross as beetles. Halfway down hangs one that gathers samphire, dreadful trade. Methinks he seems no bigger than his head. The fishermen that walk upon the beach appear like mice. And yon tall, anchoring bark, diminished to her cock a boy, almost too small for sight. The murmuring surge that on the unnumbered, idle pebble chafes cannot be heard so high. Oh, I'll look no more, lest my brain turn and the deficient sight topple down headlong.
Set me where you stand.
Give me your hand. You are now within a foot of the extreme verge. For all beneath the moon would I not leap upright.
Let go my hand. Here, friend, is another purse. In it a jewel, well worth a poor man's taking. Fairies and gods prosper it with thee. Go thou further off. Bid me farewell, and let me hear thee going.
Now fare ye well, good sir.
With all my heart.
Why I do trifle thus with his despair is done to cure it.
Oh, you mighty gods. This world I do renounce, and in your sights shake patiently my great affliction off. If I could bear it longer and not fall to quarrel with your great opposeless wills, my snuff and loathed part of nature should burn itself out. If Edgar live, oh, bless him. Now, fellow, fare thee well.
Go on, sir, farewell.
And yet I know not how conceit may rob the treasury of life when life itself yields to the theft. Had he been where he thought, by this had thought been passed, alive or dead.
Oh, you, sir? Friend? Hear you, sir, speak?
Thus might he pass indeed. Yet he revives.
What are you, sir?
Oh, away, and let me die.
Hadst thou been aught but gossamer, feathers, air, so many fathom down, precipitating, thou'st shivered like an egg, but thou dost breathe. Hast heavy substance, bleed'st not, speak'st, art sound. 10 masts at each make not the altitude which thou hast perpendicularly fell. Thy life's a miracle, speak yet again.
But have I fallen or no?
From the dread summit of this chalky bourne, look, up a height, the shrill-gorged lark so far cannot be seen or heard. Do but look up.
Alack, I have no eyes. Is wretchedness deprived that benefit to end itself by death? 'Twas yet some comfort when misery could beguile the tyrant's rage and frustrate his proud will.
Give me your arm. Up. So, how is't? Feel you your legs? You stand.
Too well, too well.
This is above all strangeness. Upon the crown of the cliff, what thing was that which parted from you?
Poor unfortunate beggar.
As I stood here below, methought his eyes were 2 full moons. He had 1,000 noses. Horns whelked and waved like the enrigid sea. It was some fiend. Therefore, thou happy father, think that the clearest gods who make them honours of men's impossibilities, have preserved thee.
I do remember now. Henceforth I'll bear affliction till it do cry out itself, enough, enough, and die. That thing you speak of, I took it for a man. Often 'twould say, the fiend, the fiend. He led me to that place.
Bear free and patient thoughts. But who comes here? The safer sense will ne'er accommodate his master thus.
No! They cannot touch me. For coining I am the king himself.
Oh, thou side-piercing sight.
Nature's above art in that respect. There's your press money. That fellow handles his bow like a crow keeper. Draw me a clothier's yard. Look, a mouse. This piece of toasted cheese will do it. There's my gauntlet. I'll prove it on a giant. Bring up the brown bills. Oh, well flown, bird. In a clout, in a clout. Give the word.
Sweet marjoram.
Pass.
I know that voice.
Goneril, with a white beard. They flattered me like a dog and told me I had the white hairs in my beard ere the black ones were there, to say aye and no to everything that I said. Aye and no, too, was no good divinity. When the rain came to wet me once, and the wind to make me chatter, when the thunder would not peace at my bidding, there I found 'em, there I smelt 'em out. Go to, they are not men of their words. They told me I was everything. 'Tis a lie. I am not ague-proof.
The trick of that voice I do well remember. Is't not the king?
Aye! Every inch a king. When I do stare, see how the subject quakes. I pardon that man's life. What was thy cause? Adultery? Oh, thou shalt not die. Die for adultery? No. The wren goes to it, and the small gilded fly does lecher in my sight. Let copulation thrive. For Gloucester's bastard son was kinder to his father than my daughter's. Got tween the lawful sheets. To it, luxury pell-mell, for I lack soldiers. Behold, yon simpering dame, whose face between her forks presages snow, that minces virtue and a shake the head to hear of pleasure's name. The fichu nor the soiled horse goes to it with a more riotous appetite. Down from the waist they are centaurs, though women all above. But to the girdle do the gods inherit. Beneath is all the fiends. There's hell, there's darkness. There is the sulphurous pit, burning, scalding, stench, consumption. Fie, fie, fie. Pah! Pah! Give me an ounce of civet, good apothecary. Sweeten my imagination. There's money for thee.
Oh, let me kiss that hand.
Ooh, let me wipe it first.
It smells of mortality.
Oh, ruined piece of nature, this great world shall so wear out to naught. Dost thou know me?
I remember thine eyes well enough. Dost thou squiddy at me?
No, do thy worst, blind Cupid. I'll not love. Read thou this challenge, mark but the penning of it.
Were all thy letters sons, I could not see.
I would not take this from report. It is, and my heart breaks at it.
Read.
What? With the case of eyes.
Oh, are you there with me? No eyes in your head, nor no money in your purse. Your eyes are in a heavy case, your purse in a light. Yet you see how this world goes.
I see it. Feelingly.
What, art mad? A man may see how this world goes with no eyes. Look with thine ears. See how yon justice rails upon yon simple thief.
Hark in thine ear. Change places and handy dandy. Which is the justice? Which is the thief?
Thou'st seen a farmer's dog bark at a becker.
Aye, sir.
And the creature ran from the cur. There thou mightest behold the great image of authority. A dog's obeyed in office. Thou rascal beadle, hold thy bloody hand. Why dost thou lash that whore? Strip thy own back. Thou hotly lusts to use her in that kind for which thou whipst her. The usurer hangs the cozener. Through tattered clothes small vices do appear. Robes and furred gowns hide all. Plates in with gold and the strong lance of justice hurtless breaks. Armed in rags, a pygmy's straw does pierce it. None does offend. None. I say none. I'll label them. Take that of me, my friend, who have the power to seal the accuser's lips. Get thee glass eyes, and like a scurvy politician, seem to see the things thou dost not. No. Pull off my boots. Oh, harder! Harder! So.
Oh, matter and impertinency mixed. Reason in madness.
If thou wilt weep my fortunes, take my eyes. I know thee well enough. Thy name is Gloucester. Thou must be patient. We came crying hither. Thou know'st the first time that we smell the air, we wall and cry. I will preach to thee, mark.
Alack of the day.
When we are born, we cry that we are come to this great stage of fools. This is a good block. It were a delicate stratagem to shoe a troop of horse with felt. I'll put it in proof. And when I have stolen upon these son-in-laws, then kill.
Oh, here he is. Lay hand upon him. Sir, your most dear daughter.
No rescue! What, a prisoner? I am even the natural fool of fortune. Use me well. You shall have ransom. Let me have surgeons. I'm cut to the brains.
You shall have anything.
No seconds, all myself. Why, this would make a man of salt, to use his eyes for garden water pots, aye, and laying autumn's dust. I will die bravely like a smug bridegroom. What? I will be jovial. Come, I am a king, masters. Know you that?
You are a royal one, and we obey you.
Then there's life in't. Come, and you get it, you shall get it by running. Sa-sa-sa-sa!
A sight most pitiful in the meanest wretch, past speaking of in a king. Thou hast one daughter who redeems nature from the general curse which twain have brought her to.
Hail, gentle sir.
Sir, speed you, what's your will?
Do you hear aught, sir, of a battle toward?
Most sure, and vulgar. Everyone hears that which can distinguish sound.
But by your favour, how near is the other army?
Near, and on speedy foot. The main descry stands on the hourly thought.
I thank you, sir, that's all.
Though that the queen on special cause is here, her army is moved on.
I thank you, sir.
You ever gentle gods, take my breath from me. Let not my worser spirit tempt me again to die before you please.
Well, pray you, father.
Now, good sir, what are you?
A most poor man, made tame to fortune's blows, who by the art of known and feeling sorrows am pregnant to good pity. Give me your hand. I'll lead you to some biding.
Hearty thanks. The bounty and the benison of heaven to boot and boot.
A proclaimed prize. Most happy. That eyeless head of thine was first framed flesh to raise my fortunes. Thou old, unhappy traitor. Briefly thyself remember. The sword is out that must destroy thee.
Now let thy friendly hand put strength enough to it.
No. Wherefore, bold peasant, darest thou support a published traitor? Hence, lest that the infection of his fortune take like hold on thee. Let go his arm.
Do not let go, sir, without further occasion.
Let go, slave, or thou diest.
Good gentlemen, go your gate and let poor folk pass. And should have been swaggered out of my life, 'twould not have been so long as 'tis, by a fortnight. Nay, come not near the old man. Keep out, chivore ye, or I try whether your costard or my ballow be the harder. Shall be plain with you.
Out, Jang Hill!
To pick your teeth, sir. Come, no matter for your voice!
Thou hast slain me! Willem, take my purse. If ever thou wilt thrive, bury my body and give the letters which thou find'st about me to Edmund, Earl of Gloucester. Seek him out upon the English party. Oh, untimely death! Death!
I know thee well, a serviceable villain, as duteous to the vices of thy mistress as badness would desire.
What? Is he dead?
Sit you down, father, rest you. Pockets. The letters that he speaks of may be my friends. He's dead. I'm only sorry he had no other deathsman. Let us see. Leave gentle waxen manners. Blame us not to know our enemies' minds. We rip their hearts. Their papers is more lawful. Let our reciprocal vows be remembered. You have many opportunities to cut him off. If your will want not, time and place will be fruitfully offered. There is nothing done if he return the conqueror. Then am I the prisoner, and his bed my jail. From the loathed warmth whereof deliver me, and supply the place for your labour. Your wife, so I would say, affectionate servant, Goneril. Oh, indistinguished space of woman's will. A plot upon her virtuous husband's life. And the exchange, my brother. Here in the sands, thee I'll rake up, the post unsanctified of murderous lechers. And in the mature time, with this ungracious paper, strike the sight of the death-practiced duke. For him 'tis well that of thy death and business I can tell.
The king is mad. How stiff is my vile sense that I stand up and have ingenious feelings.